Auburn is going back to the Final Four. Well, they're going to the Final Four. They're not. It's not the same Final Four that they went to last year. But they are going back to the Final Four.
A Final Four.
Right. Yeah. They are going to the Final Four. That's a factual statement. They're going to the Final Four.
Of a top two postseason tournament in college basketball.
Exactly. Dominated last night, by the way. Trailed 2-0. Look out. Look out. Don't fight those glasses. Don't fight them.
I'm fired up for several reasons.
Yeah.
Several.
Okay. Lay them on me.
This is why. I mean, the comments were right. You really just let anybody walk into your office and take it.
Yeah, and well, you didn't take it. I'm still here. It's not like I'm not here.
For now. For now.
All right. It's a really strange. What if I just turn the microphone like that and we just look at each other the whole show?
Except let's do
it. No, but we're both looking to the left on the camera. So
no, we're looking at each other.
Yeah, but on the screen, it doesn't look like we're looking at each other.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. We're both looking the same direction on the screen.
No, we're not.
Exactly, we are.
Hold on. Hold on. Look towards me real quick.
This is hilarious. This is like meta. This is Inception level. Okay, but on mine, you're looking the other way.
That's so weird. That's which one's right?
Crazy. Chat, let us know when we do this. Are we looking at each other? Or are we both looking the other direction?
That's what are we talking about today?
Wild. All right. This is something very different and unique and nerdy. But I started thinking about it yesterday, and it was fascinating to me. And I wondered if you would find it fascinating.
Okay.
Or if the audience would find it fascinating.
Okay.
So a post on X yesterday. I'm going to throw it on the screen. It's going to cover Zach up because I don't know how to do it differently.
That's fine.
So this is from Nita Srikanth, a breakdown of sports leagues, average viewers, and then the media rights that they or the media fees they pay, okay, and then the average cost of those media companies per viewer.
Interesting.
I thought this was pretty interesting. Like, so the NFL, we know, gets $10 billion a year for their media rights deals, and they have an average audience of 18.7 million. Per game, which is just crazy, which comes down to about $535 per viewer. That's high to me. So it's like $535. Why would you? Those numbers don't make sense.
Right.
Okay. Think about this from an advertising perspective. Okay. You're a potential advertiser in the for the NFL. $535 per viewer. I don't know if we're going to be able to get through this looking at each other like this during the show. So I wanted to break it down a little more. How many games are on network, or how many games are on TV, featured games every week between the Thursday game, three Sunday games, because you have the early window, the mid-afternoon and the evening, and then Monday night games. So you got like 90 events plus the playoffs. Let's say you have 100 events. Well, now that's different. Now that's 535 per viewer divided by 100 events. Now you're looking at like $5.50 per game per viewer. That makes a lot more sense. Now, if you're going to advertise, stay with me. If you're a media company and you're going to spend money on NFL rights, and you need to sell then about $15 to $20 worth of advertising per viewer per game, because in the ad business there's a standard like 3-to-1 return on advertising spend ratio that they use, especially at that big corporate level.
Yeah,
but if you're an advertiser, right? So the NFL gets $5.50 to $6 per viewer per game. Let's just say, based on these numbers. So that if you're CBS, you need to make about $16 to $20 per viewer per game. And then if you're a potential sponsor, let's say you're Coca-Cola. You need three times that. You need $45 to $60 per viewer per game, or else your ad buy doesn't make sense. Okay. Do you think the average person buys $45 to $60 worth of goods or services per game that they watch on TV?
No.
You don't think so?
Not intentionally.
Well, intentionally or not, they have algorithms for everything.
Yeah.
But like, because like if you buy a car once, well, that's your way over for several years.
Yeah, I mean, to use the Coca-Cola example, mm-hmm. is somebody buying Coca-Cola or Diet Coke or whatever because they saw it, you know, during the second quarter commercial break of, you know, watching the Patriots beat the Bills mm-hmm. or something? Or are they just going to get it anyway? That's more of a marketing question than what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you watch Patriots games.
I do.
Do you think you buy $50 or $60 worth of stuff based on Patriots games that you watch? Again, not directly, not because you saw it during a Patriots game, but did the advertising reflect enough? Does the advertising during those games reflect enough in your average spending seasonally or annually?
I don't know. Yeah. My gut would say no. I feel like I've bought the same stuff for forever, same brands for, but do I do that because of like I originally was marketed to?
Yeah.
A while ago. I'm not sure.
It's fascinating to me because those numbers have to work or else these companies that spend.
Yeah, it must be worth it to them.
Right. They spend millions in advertising dollars and they have the algorithms to test whether or not this works. Okay.
So I'm glad you pulled this back up. This might be where you're going. I don't know. I think college football is interesting because I think these like the amount of viewers mm-hmm. I think is actually more legitimate because you know, NFL has red zone.
Yeah.
You know, NBA and MLB and NHL to some extent, you know, they've got these different national services. Part of what I think is an issue that makes, you know, viewing college football and does a little bit of a disservice to the sport is that it's all these different networks and there's not like one unified thing like NFL has with like an NFL red zone or whatever. So I would argue that 5 to 7 million for college football is actually probably more efficient mm-hmm. viewership.
Yeah, I would agree. I think you have more games that are on. So the call per actual viewer goes way down. And I also think there's something to the loyalty of like there's more affinity viewership. A lot of people who are watching the NFL. I also think this is why like some of your sports wagering places, you're a lot more likely to go drop $50 or $60 or way more on a sports wagering app than you are on Coke or Diet Coke or 12 packs of whatever canned beverage or, you know, some other category within the market. And in college football, I think you have even more affinity and loyalty to the sport. I think if you watch, I think if you're watching college football, you're likely to watch from 11 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. You're watching all three waves of games unless you're attending one.
That's interesting. I don't know if I agree with that.
Really?
Let me think about that for a second. Because I think if you're an NFL fan, which I am, mm-hmm. I think I'm more likely to watch every NFL game outside of, you know, for my instance, you know, the Patriots window. So if they play at noon Central, you know, I'm more likely to watch the afternoon and the evening game and the Monday night game and the Thursday night game. For college, I would argue, especially with how staggered start times are, I would say that the average college viewer, to the point of it's more, you know, devoted viewership to like your team, that I bet there's a lot of people that just watch their football, their college, and that's it.
Well, I'll throw the numbers on the screen again. Look, the NFL has an average of 18.7 million per game. The average college game is 5 to 7 million. The numbers bear that out. That makes sense. I mean, there's three times the audience for the NFL, which means, yeah, I guess I take that back now. That makes sense.
But that's still crazy, though, that it's that close when if that's per game. Mm-hmm. And so you're telling me that, sure, you know, when Alabama plays Georgia on a Saturday night, of course, that's going to get incredible ratings. But when Akron plays Miami of Ohio on a Wednesday night, like that's going to nuke that average.
Yeah.
I'm a little assuming those numbers are correct.
Yeah.
That is a little surprising to me.
Well, I think it makes sense, though, because if, you know, let's say Auburn plays LSU and both are in the top five, that's going to do 12, 13, 14 million, probably. That yeah. Wednesday night Akron game, because it's on a Wednesday night, it's probably going to get about a million because it's on a Wednesday night. It'll get far more than it would on a Saturday afternoon at 2:30.
Right.
But now you average those two out and you get somewhere in that 5 to 7 range. Look at the NBA spend per viewer. Six to 7 billion a year spent on NBA media rights. They average $1.5 to $2 million per. They're spending $4,000 per viewer.
That's crazy.
On the NBA. That's the most out of whack ratio among the major sports.
Yeah, and I do wonder, I just don't know.
Yeah.
But the like when the deals happen, I mean, it's been a big story. NBA viewership is plummeting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, are they just getting burned on those media rights? Probably.
Yeah. I can't imagine they're making that back. Because even if you take into account like 250, and the NBA is on a lot of nights. Okay. It's a long season.
Right.
From October all the way through. Because this counts playoffs too. So all the way through June. Very long season. You get an opportunity to get a lot of if you do a national buy for the entire season, that's a lot of 30-second ads that get run throughout the course of the year.
It's a lot of that, yeah. And then also, I mean, there's probably I feel comfortable saying it's probably the most top heavy league, right? Like viewership for a Lakers game is getting absolutely cooked by viewership for the Memphis Grizzlies, for instance. So
it's still like $16 per fan per game, which means, again, for the network, that's 48. For the advertiser, you got to be making $150 per viewer per game. And I just don't know that that happens from an NBA.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot of Kias that are having to go out the door, you know?
Yeah.
All right, one more. Golf.
Golf
averages 2 to 3 million per event. You got 30 weeks that golf is on, 2 days a weekend. If you go every Saturday, Sunday, that's 60 events. They're only getting $700 million a year in their media rights. I've done the math and I've broken this down. You go buy a box of golf balls, you've hit that advertiser target.
Yeah, I've talked to a marketer before, and they've talked about how golf, if you fit the niche, is the best advertising deal in sports because your audience plays the sport, and it's an expensive sport. Golf balls, new clubs, range finders, clothes, there's all of it.
Yeah.
You're watching a football game, you're not going to go buy a helmet and some pads to, you know, and some cleats to strap them up.
Right.
Basketball, you might buy some gym shorts. You might buy a specific type of basketball, and you might play pickup. But yeah, the folks that watch golf, they play golf all the time.
You're not throwing your basketball into a lake and having to go replace it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's fascinating to me. Again, they have algorithms for everything now. There are algorithms for people who advertise on this show and their return on that investment.
It's a pretty good return.
It is a really good return, by the way.
Pretty good return.
That's why people like Ford Stokes and Active Wealth Management are involved with this show. And Ford wants to take care of you right now. Go to activewealth.com/plan, and you're going to get a complimentary portfolio analysis, Social Security maximization report, $2,800 value, no cost. It's free for barn viewers and listeners. And Zach, you use Ford Stokes. You work with Ford Stokes for your retirement and wealth management, and he's offering this really good deal. Like, just go try it, have a conversation with him and see how much he can help you. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management.
Yeah, it's worth it. And he teaches every step of the way too. It's not just a give me your money, I'll make it grow. It's very much understanding how markets work, which is cool. And then of course, you know, you get a curated email from either him or one of his teammates every month about, you know, what your money's doing for you, which is cool.
All right, before we wrap up, back-to-back Final Fours. We led with it. We'll end with it as well. They trailed 2-0. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
2-0 last night, and never trailed after that. I think Nevada got within 6 at one point in the second half. But really, it's the second game in a row that in the second half, the opponent never really threatened to win the game. And I think that bodes well. Like, if this team is locked in, if they show they want to, if they show they care, they can go win this thing in Indianapolis.
Yeah, they absolutely can. They absolutely can. Really similar game and flow to South Alabama. Not South Alabama, Seattle U. Really similar flow as far as, you know, a late push by the other team, but Auburn had done enough. And then, you know, the possession where it was within 6 and Auburn kind of needed to score to slow things down, so to avoid it getting extremely interesting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were multiple guys that passed up a 3 that have shot them multiple times that game. And then the ball gets to Elijah Freeman in the corner. He pumps for a 3. Guy bites on it, because why wouldn't you? That's what this team does. And then, you know, he attacks the rim and has an incredible moment. And I think an incredible, like, example of growth from Elijah Freeman as a player. And so I thought that was a cool moment to kind of harp on. And look, Filip Jovic. We were joking on the Barncast last night. Like, it was last night was actually the same time as the European solstice. And so I don't know if that was a coincidence or not, but I'll take it for Filip Jovic.
He was so aggressive and physical, and they hacked him and hammered him, and he just went and dunked on him. Just beautiful dunked stuff. On. It really was. And stuff. Auburn had 10 dunks last night.
Yeah.
And I just think that they can play that way. Like, Elijah can get to the rim. Filip can get to the rim, especially, again, with all the teams they're playing just have the build and the makeup. There's not that dominant 7-foot center on any of the 3 other teams that are left in this field. They can get to the rim. They don't have to settle for 3s. They can get to the rim.
All right. I think that does it for today's show.
Thanks everybody for watching. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of, where is it? Yours.